Blog Talk Radio.
Joseph Gibson, Blog Talk Radio, on this hot July night. It's summer. It's the year 2015, and I had to edit the show. I was originally going to broadcast at 11, but I had to change it to 9:30 for my own particular reasons. Some things are more important. I don't really have a set schedule for Friday or Saturdays. That's why I put on my website and my flyers that show times are subject to change. Pretty much Monday through Thursday, we will air at 6 p.m. every night, okay? If I do not, I will tell my callers the night before in case something comes up, or my listeners before the night before. I will not leave anyone hanging, and I will not blow anyone off, okay? But sometimes things happen, and we have to change our schedule around. But I am here, and I'm just an hour and a half early. That's all. And if you got an email alert, if you follow me like I ask, you'll get an email alert telling you that I'm coming on or when I'm going to come on. That's why I ask. If you like the show, follow me, okay? And you'll know what's going on. But tonight, I just want to basically wrap up this week what we talked about. This week was a very interesting week. We talked about the Confederate flag. And I've come to the conclusion that no matter how much history we cram down people's throats, they're going to believe what they want to believe no matter what. It's like once they're taught a certain way, you cannot change a person's mind when it comes to something like racism. You just can't do it. I found that out. We found that out. We called Walmart, asked them why they're not selling the Confederate flag anymore or Confederate items or any types of Dukes of Hazzard toys or memorabilia or something like that. They couldn't give me an answer. They wouldn't give me an answer. They refused to. Then I asked the manager of the store that night on that show, well, what's your personal opinion between you and I? I can't do that. He was all scared. He wouldn't give me his own personal opinion. I would have said, yeah, I think it's wrong, but hey, I got a job to do, I'm the manager of the store. They tell me I can't sell it. I can't bake a cake for you with a Confederate flag. I'm sorry. I'm the manager of the store. My higher-ups tell me I can't do it. Hey, tell me the truth, right? Instead of beating around the bush, lying to me. We can't talk about this. And he hang up on me. Thank you, sir. Goodbye. Have a nice night. Now, come on. What the heck's wrong with you, America? Get some backbone. Speak your mind. Say what you got. Sometimes you have to be quiet and shut up and sit back and watch. But, on subjects like that, that are out there and everyone's talking about, you got to speak your mind. And if you feel strong about it, then voice your opinion. If you can't voice your opinion and you're afraid, then I don't know what to tell you. You're just going to keep getting stepped on. Okay? That's my motto. I always tell people the way it is. Some people criticize me for that. They say you're too hard. It's not right. Sometimes you shouldn't say anything. Hey, look, when it's a conviction like that and something that important in our society, I need to speak up and say something. And that's why I'm on a show like this. I need to say what I feel and my opinion. And also, it's not just opinion, what we talked about last week. It's fact. I went and I researched history, archives. And believe me, just because I saw something, I didn't take that as fact. I researched it, okay? I compared it with other history notes. I didn't just put it out there, because believe me, if I was wrong, if the Confederate flag was originally adopted as the Ku Klux Klan symbol, or it was a symbol of hate, I would have told you that. But it was not. It was not. And it is not. It never will be. It doesn't matter what symbol you adopt as an individual or whatever you do out there. If you adopt a flag, a chair, a tree, a particular television show, it does not matter, because it's not factual. It's not a factual foundation to the way we should believe and provide a historical memory and account of what really happened. Fact. Okay? So we talked about the Confederate flag last week. We talked about abortion, Planned Parenthood. We're probably going to end up talking about that again in the upcoming weeks, because I'd really like to see all federal funding eliminated from Planned Parenthood. Hey, if you're pro-choice out there, I don't care. Hang up. Get off my show. I don't want you. You know, I'm going to tell you that right now, because I'm pro-life. I do not want to see one child murdered. And that's what abortion is. It's murder. Whether you like it or not, it's a fact. Okay? I have two children right now. I have one on its way, and I have one that's already been born. Okay? I looked at that ultrasound, and that's a life. That's a life. And if my wife and I were going to kill that life, I just could not live with myself. That is a life. In that woman's womb, that is a life, whether you like it or not. And I don't care about your liberal opinions. I don't care. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you think. The fact of the matter is, I heard that child's heartbeat, and I'm not going to stop that heartbeat, because obviously if there's a heartbeat, it's a life, and it's breathing. There's a life there. Okay, you want to kill it? Then you're a murderer, and you're disgusting. And if you don't like it, like I said, get off my show. I don't even want you listening. Get out of here. Like I said, don't even come on and debate me. I don't even want to hear your crap. Pro-life. I don't want to hear that nonsense. You know? Well, it's a woman's. What about a woman's right to choose? What about the man? You don't have. You know, you're so worried about choice and freedom of choice. What about the man? You don't have a choice either? I mean, when the child's born, he's a father. It's a 50-50 relationship, right? Cool, right? What about the man? He don't get a choice? Shut up. I don't want to hear it anymore, pro-lifers. Nonsense. Pure nonsense. You know, you have no logic. You have no foundation to your argument. It's just a liberated way of thinking. It's disgusting. And it's a satanic way of viewing things about life. That is evil. Hey, listen, I'm a rightfully dividing Christian. I divide the word of God, okay, as a workman approved unto God, okay, as it says in 2 Timothy. All right, I believe in the Bible. And if there's other people out there that believe the word of God, then God bless you, and thank you for listening. If you're an atheist out there, you want to listen, hey, call in. I'll try to save you. I'll try to win you over to Christ. Because let me tell you something, if you're an atheist, you've got pretty strong faith. You got a lot of faith to believe those beliefs that you believe. Because I've had a lot of discussions with atheists, okay? A lot. And the way they believe, they have real strong convictions, you know? And if they can apply it, and if I can win them over to Christ, hey, we can go out and save souls together, let me tell you. Because, I mean, you got to be of high moral faith to believe the way they believe. Let me tell you that. To believe those, to not, I mean, how, if there's no logic to it whatsoever, atheists. There's no logic whatsoever. But hey, that's their choice. They have a right to believe that. But Their beliefs are starting to infringe in America today the foundations of what our country was founded on. Yes, folks, the Constitution was modeled after the Bible. Okay? Whether you like it or not, it's a fact. And don't go telling me the Founding Fathers were Masons. I don't want to hear it. They were not. Go to the Library of Congress. Read the actual handwritten letters that are copied, photostatic copied. No, they're not rewritten from George Washington, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson. I have not read John Adams or Thomas Jefferson. However, I did meet an individual years ago, Dr. Phil Grady, who wrote a book, okay, and he had to pay big money to go into the Library of Congress and copy actual letters that George Washington hand wrote. And if you look at the handwriting, you have to be able to read cursive handwriting really well, because you got to remember this stuff's old. But you can see George Washington wrote to the Masonic Lodge, "You have a right to believe whatever way you want to believe. However, I have never joined your lodge or took part in any events with your lodge, and I do not believe the way you believe." Okay? George Washington was not a Mason. Get that thought out of your head. Okay? And we don't need to argue about that tonight either. So if anyone's going to call in or send me an email, come on. I see one comment already. You know, somebody sent me an email. They want, well, what about George? You know, listen, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't have time tonight for that nonsense. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, listen, I don't have the letter with me right now, but if you're so worried about it and you're thinking about it and you believe I'm wrong in what I'm saying, go to the Library of Congress's website and view the actual transcripts and the actual letters and archives of the Founding Fathers. Read the Federalist Papers. You will get actual history of what this country was actually founded on. Okay? That's all I'm telling you. I'm just trying to tell you true history. Like I said, I got a million opinions, but it doesn't matter because nobody wants to hear what I have to say according to opinion. I'm trying to bring you facts. Okay? We talked on the line to my nephew, Alex, who's going to be joining the U.S. Army. And, you know, whether or not you support our troops or not, you know, he's still a kid. He's a child. He's 18 years old. Well, he's a young man. And, you know, we need to pray for his safety. So if you're listening that night or if you're listening tonight, I ask that you pray for my nephew, that he is safe and he comes back home safe. And that when he's in the Army, he does not, you know, go into harm's way. And he comes back safe. And you know what? He learned something while he is in the Army. Hey, look, I do not support the wars that are going on in Afghanistan. I believe they're over there for the wrong reasons. And I do not support the war in Iraq. However, you know, our sons and daughters that are over there, you know, I want to see them come back healthy and safe. You know, I don't want to see them hurt. You know, and hopefully they'll learn the truth and they'll come back. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. A lot of veterans out there, they're not happy with what they were told in the beginning when they first enlisted or when they originally went to war. Okay? I'll tell you that right now. I've spoken to a lot of them. And a lot of you probably know some veterans out there. So, you know, let's just pray for their safety and they come back. And we'll deal with that when they come back. And like I said, my nephew's going into the Army. He's going to be in there for 3.5 years. And I hope he comes back safe and healthy, and he learns some sort of motivation and work ethic while he's in there, because that's what, you know, joining the military is all about. And I really hope he makes a career out of it and he stays in there, because, you know, after 20 years in the military, let me tell you something, you get a nice pension, you get all your medical paid for, and, you know, you get to retire after 20 years. Let me tell you, he's 18 years old. If he went ahead and kept relisting and stayed in there for 20 years, he'll be 38 years old with a nice, good check every single month for the rest of his life at age of 38. 38 years old. You know, a lot of life to live still. He's able to retire. Most people try to, you know, their goal is to retire when they're 65. So, Alex, if you're listening, you know, you have a right to do whatever you feel comfortable doing, but my advice to you is, since you're already going in, hey, make a career out of it. There's nothing out here for you. Where are you going to get a job at? McDonald's? Burger King? You want to make $8 an hour? Well, I mean, I know you applied at UPS. Big deal. Right there, 30 years you got to work. And then again, all through that 30 years, you got to worry about getting laid off. So, you know, or getting fired. You know what? It's not worth it. Stay in the Army. Heck with it. You already made a decision to go in there? Keep going. Well, we just got, you know, we talked about with Alex, and he was a guest on this show last week, and it's archived that episode, and it'll always be there, so hopefully you guys will go back and listen to it. It was a really good episode, and we also discussed the Confederate flag that night, too, and we called Walmart. That was one of the first nights we called Walmart, and we got hung up on real quick. It was actually a pretty funny episode at the end. It was really interesting, some people told me. And then the following night, we talked to the manager eventually and tried to get some answers. And, of course, we didn't get anything. So, you know, this week was an interesting week as far as episodes went. It was my first week on Blog Talk Radio, and I've had a lot of people download my episodes, and I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. And I've gotten a lot of emails. Not a whole bunch, but a good amount. You know, telling me about the show, giving me comments, because, you know, I put my email out there, joegibsonishome@yahoo.com, and some people emailed me, and they wrote some comments. Some people, there was two that disagreed with me, and they didn't like what I had to say. Oh, well, too bad. You know, I have a right to tell you what I believe, and I also have a right to put the facts out there, and the facts are the facts, and you can't dispute facts. And I thank my supporters out there, my listeners. My continuous listeners, I have Mike out in Wisconsin. He listens to me. I have Joe in Florida. He listens to me faithfully. I have Joe in Meriden, Connecticut. I have my Bridget in Reedville, North Carolina, who participated last night on the show and offered a lot of insight on the subject. So, you know, we did good. We did really good this week. It was the first week. Now we have the upcoming week. Well, we're going to try to book some guests. Okay, and we're also going to reach out to the community, and we're going to make some calls, and we're going to put some people on the spot, okay? And I'm going to do some research over the weekend and throughout the week, and we're really going to start investigating some of these issues that face us today. What's the title of my show? Understanding the Times in Which We Live Today. So we're going to go after this. We're going to attack these subjects head on, and I really hope, you know, people out there participate and give their opinion, and really, you know, talk about what's on their mind. I mean, why wouldn't you? If I was offered a slot, you know, years ago when I was young, I would have chipped in. I said, hey, this is what I'm talking, you know. I mean, so this is your time. It's your chance to participate. You know, you can call in and voice your opinion. So, you know, We really did good in our first week of broadcasting, I really think. And I think as times go on, I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to work hard to make this the most popular show on Blog Talk Radio. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. The last 2 days, I've spent all day listening to other shows. There were a couple good ones. I'll give them credit. There was a few good ones. They tackled the issues. There's some other ones out there, folks. Where do these people come from? You know, I'm not going to name any names because I don't want to violate the terms here and the policy agreements that they have here. And I'm not too sure about that. So I don't want to stick anybody out there, but there's some wackos out there. Let me tell you that. Oh, boy. Where do they come from? Are these people really living amongst us? We need to be careful. But like I said, you know, it's your chance to chip in, call in, give me some suggestions, and if you don't think I know what I'm talking about, or what I'm saying, let me tell you something. You can read about my life. You know, it's called Behind the Wall. There's a book that's written about me, Behind the Walls by Joel Hodnett. You can go to Amazon.com. You can go to Kindle, download it on Kindle, and you'll find out what I went through in my life and why I know some of the things I know. I don't know everything. I don't ever profess to know everything, but I'm here on this radio station, this internet radio station, to help you. Without you, I don't have a show. Without you, I have no show. Okay? You think I want to stay here talking into a microphone or a phone and all? You know, I could go if I want to talk to myself. I'll talk. I could watch TV and talk to myself. I can entertain myself. You know, I can go in and look in the mirror and talk to myself. So without you, I have no show. I have none. So, you know, I really appreciate you guys taking the time. But tomorrow night, what we're going to try to do is we're going to get two pastors on the show. Okay, there's a lot of talk about the Bibles, the different versions of Bibles that are out there. And we're going to try to get a church that believes the many different, it doesn't make a difference what version that they teach from. Okay, the NIV, the Living Bible, the New Translation, the Living Translation, and blah, 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 whatever they got out there now. You know, the Children's Bible, all these Bibles that they've written. We're going to get a pastor on who believes a certain way. And then we're going to get another pastor on who believes that the King James Bible is the only Bible we should learn from, that the other Bibles are really leading your church into apostasy, excuse me. So we're going to have that show. So those of you that log on to this show or have heard me tonight or log on and while it's archived, hey, you need to tune in tomorrow night, 8:30 p.m., okay? 8:30 p.m., and listen to these two pastors talk biblically. And if you want to call in and you have a question about certain scripture, you're going to have one individual that has a doctrine in theology, and you're going to have another individual that has a doctrine in theology. You're going to have two pastors on the show tomorrow night, okay? And we're going to have some exciting stuff for you next week. Trust me. I'm going to make the show happen for you, and I hope people participate. And no matter what I got to do, I'm going to try to help everyone out the best I can. So thank you for listening in tonight. And those of you who download the show in the future, thank you very much. And I really appreciate your support, okay? Thank you, guys. Like I said, you have anything to contribute in the future, by all means, do it. Thank you very much. Good night.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signal's broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful. And they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight, feeding off us, perched on top of us from birth to death, are our owners.
Latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and poor compared to all westernized countries today.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite.
And for the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality.
I've got one that can see.
We can't be the only ones who can see.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's got it.
Hey, thanks for everyone who supported me this week. I really appreciate it. Tune in tomorrow night, 8:30 p.m. Okay, thank you very much. Blog Talk Radio, this is Joseph Gibson. Thank you.